Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden won't face charges for mishandling some classified documents. But the U.S. special counsel investigating him criticized Biden's mental acuity in his final report. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that Biden held a press conference last night to try to contradict that impression.
The report describes Biden as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The president responded.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet.
Biden was defensive as reporters asked him blunt questions like, is your memory getting worse? He's 81 and he often mixes up people and names. It even happened last night when he was responding to a question about Israel and Gaza. Polls have repeatedly shown many voters are concerned about the president's age. Biden's likely opponent in the presidential election is Donald Trump, who at 77 also faces questions about his mental sharpness. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday about whether former President Donald Trump should be excluded from Colorado's primary ballot. The Colorado State Supreme Court says he should be disqualified because his actions around January 6th amount to insurrection. Several U.S. justices, both liberal and conservative, questioned whether that should happen. NPR's Kerry Johnson says some of the justices are worried about the repercussions of Colorado's potential action.
The Chief Justice brought up the idea of other states engaging in some tit-for-tat, maybe blocking the Democratic frontrunner from the ballot by arguing he engaged in an insurrection. But the lawyer for Colorado voters said that shouldn't be a worry. This part of the Constitution, he said, has been dormant for 150 years because nothing like January 6th has happened.
NPR's Kerry Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow is open to negotiations that could see the release of jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Putin's comments came in a lengthy interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Tucker Carlson's two-hour interview with Putin saw the Russian leader make familiar false justifications for his invasion of Ukraine, yet it also provided Putin's most extensive comments to date on the arrest of Wall Street Journal correspondent Evan Gershkovich. When asked by Carlson if he would free Gershkovich as a gesture of his decency, Putin demurred, noting negotiations with the U.S. were ongoing. He then suggested Moscow could be open to a trade that included a suspected Russian government assassin currently serving a life sentence for murder in Germany. Putin also insisted Gershkovich had been caught red-handed gathering intelligence for the U.S. Secret Services. Gershkovich, the Journal, and the U.S. government all vehemently reject that charge. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR. Donald Trump is the winner of yesterday's caucuses in Nevada and in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Nevada did hold a presidential primary election earlier this week, but the state GOP will only award presidential delegates from its caucuses. The number of migrant families who crossed the U.S. southern border rose sharply last year. That includes people from Venezuela, Haiti, and Ecuador. Arizona Public Media's Daniel Camaro reports the number of people from Mexico has also increased.
Mexican families are trying to get away from states like Guerrero and Chiapas, where they say cartels run towns with total impunity. Ariel Ruiz Soto with the Migration Policy Institute says Mexican cartels have routed many of these migrants to Border Patrol's Tucson sector in Arizona because officials there are overwhelmed.
And when they see that Tucson is not able to keep up with the processing of migrants, or that at least most migrants are being released, then that's when the smuggling groups take that opportunity to take advantage and advertise it as if you go through Tucson, if you're a family, you're likely going to go through.
He says many of these families will eventually get removed from the country. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Camara.
Super Bowl 58 is set for Sunday. In Las Vegas, the Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers. R&B star Usher will be the featured halftime show artist. There is another highly anticipated championship game set for Sunday. It's professional soccer's Africa Cup of Nations. Nigeria will face Ivory Coast for the title. Ivory Coast is also the host country this year. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.